Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night season opener in Buffalo.
Going back to where the season ended in Buffalo, and we all know what happened in Buffalo, how do you feel, and do you feel there will be different emotions for you going back to that stage?
At the end of the day, you know, this is a new season. I've had a full training camp of, you know, getting better. It's a new team. You know, for me, it's just looking at it as it's two really good teams going against each other. I'm going to play my part. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability, which I'm excited about. It's an incredible opportunity for this organization, for me, this team, and everything we want to do this year to start it off right. So I'm excited about that.
With all that, how excited just to finally get to game week for it. It's been such a long off season. I imagine it feels like it's Wednesday of a game week. It feels like really back into a normal role, right?
It's that time. We put in a lot of hard work and done a lot of great things and grown as a team, and just excited to see where that takes us, and it starts week one.
Was there anything you tweaked about your offseason, or any new focus as you've been, or is it just sort of rely on the routine you develop?
It's always just focus, man. There's so many different parts of your game that you're looking to get better at. You know, no one's perfect, and but just striving to elevate in each and every way is something that, you know, I look to do each offseason, and it's what I did this year.
Mark, do you get a sense of where the offense is in training camp going into the season, and what is your feeling about where this unit is as a whole going into this year?
And we're going to find out. You know, we're going to find out this year. Starts week one. So that's the beauty of this time of year is, you know, we got to be hungry. We've got to be ready to go. And, you know, I believe that we have a hungry team, a team that's ready to go. We worked really, really hard, and this is going to be a great test. So that's the exciting part.
Mark, how do you kind of leave the last game in Buffalo behind?
You know, I'm a pro. You know, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. This is my whole entire world. So for me, it's about focusing. You know, doing my job and just knowing the type of player that I can be in this offense and for this organization, for this city. And, you know, I've never lost sight of that. So,
Mark, besides watching the game, have you gone back and watched the game from Buffalo last year at all?
Yeah, you know, of course I've watched the game, and obviously in game planning for this year. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, each year's different. They played us different from the first game to the second game. So you never know truly what you're going to get. Again, I'm excited about this opportunity going against a really good team, and it's going to be a good matchup.
Did you get any advice from anybody who had been in that position as you or, you know, maybe just had some wisdom to share that kind of carried you through this offseason?
You know, I got, you know, great support and staff, you know, with family and loved ones. And, you know, at the end of the day, I trust in the people around me. I keep a small circle, and I don't listen to too much outside noise, and I'm extremely grateful and blessed, and put all my faith in God.
Mark, I know you don't really care who you play. You sort of just take it as they come. But was there any part of you that was very happy to get this game out of the way week one and not have it sort of out there?
You know, for me, it's whoever's in front. It's all good, man.
Mark, when you put up that social media post like a week or so after the game, were you surprised at all just by how much love there was for you from current teammates, current teammates, not surprised, but former teammates who just, you know, showed you admiration, support in the comments there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you're talking about, you know, but I didn't quite hear your post or hear
the Instagram post that you posted, you know, after the game, just explaining that you were grateful for everyone's support and just the sheer amount of like players around the league.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's always good for people to have your back. That's a good feeling. You know, I'm grateful for the people that are around me that believe in me, that trust in me, and I think that's evident in me being here. The trust that they've showed me throughout the years, and you know, there's been, you know, countless times where I step up, make big plays, and I'm excited to do that this year as well.
If Isaiah is not ready to go, you talked about Charlie Kohler, his ability to step up and be your running mate in that regard?
He's had an incredible camp. It's like one of the best camps I've, you know, really ever seen by a player, just a total stud. He's been balling out, you know, taking a big workload, and yeah, he's just continued to make big strides. He's doing incredible in the blocking game, but he's running great routes, and he's looking really fluid, so I'm excited about him, and he's going to have a big year.
You see a lot of teams that, you know, get deep in January, have a tough loss, and it kind of affects the next season. Both of you guys and the Bills have have some disappointments and then come back and have like a good season next year. What is required of a team, of a franchise, to sort of like draw that line and have a good year after a tough loss?
Well, I think it's the guys that you have coming back. You know, what type of guys do you have in the locker room? You know, are they guys that, you know, are looking towards that end goal? Are they focused? Are they someone that gets down on themselves? And I don't think that's the type of group that we have is people that get down. You know, we're looking to get better. I think that each training camp we focused on just the little things, the details. And, you know, this is the time of year, first week one, game one against a great opponent to, you know, do our job, focus on the details, take care of the football and good things will happen.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.